And joining us on the line, this is several Wednesdays now, actually, for Cape Breton Regional Municipality Mayor Cecil Clark. You probably thought you'd never be an isolation staple on radio.
I've never in my wildest dreams, Dave, but
that's the way.
However, here we are, and this is what we'll deal with as we go forward.
That's exactly it. Just briefly, I wanted to talk to you about there's been some projections that have been made regarding the economic impact on the COVID-19 pandemic. But just briefly before we get into that, in terms of the pandemic itself, the numbers, are they encouraging in terms of how many have not been contracting COVID-19?
Absolutely. It's been encouraging. And to all your listeners, a heartfelt thank you. All of the sacrifices people have made and are making a difference here in our region. The whole eastern region from Anagnish-Guysborough County down, all of us have taken it with the severity necessary and with the measures. And by and large, people have complied with the directives in place. They were there for a reason, and they're helping us get through this. And we'll see, hopefully, in the coming days, more restrictions lifted, so we can get some greater freedom and mobility, but at the same time adhere to, as we do lift those restrictions and through the government of Nova Scotia and compliance by the municipality, we just need to be mindful of the fact that we're monitoring for a second wave or a repeat of this. And as well, we're now into, as you indicate, factoring in what are the economic impacts, because as we do recovery, we've got to recognize that we've been dealing with human health, and then we're going to have our community economic well-being a big priority coming through this.
It is kind of staggering, okay? You've done, yourself and council have done some prediction modeling is what I think it's referred to as. It's not exactly, how can you predict exactly what's going to happen? Yeah. But what you've predicted so far basically ends up, if you take into everything from tourism sectors to restaurants, bars, hairdressers, call centers, you name it, you're coming up with close to over a $42 million potential shortfall on revenue. Is that correct?
Well, it's what we yes, you are correct. It's what we anticipate in our modeling as part of the provincial $380 million loan fund. That $42 million, which is 11% of the overall, which is kind of correlates to our population need for our municipality. But this is about recognizing that businesses. And individuals will have an inability to pay, and we're trying to help them finance and do it with a 1.1% interest rate and the reasonable admin fees to get through this. That $42 million doesn't take in our other impacts to non-tax revenue streams that we have. It doesn't, like, you know, with Center 200 idled, with basically speeding fines, you name it. There's all kinds of bylaw enforcement revenue streams we would have, deed transfer tax, a lot of things right now. So yesterday, Dave, I worked with our CAO and CFO to look at how we could plan forward for a budget, and quite frankly left the room with an inability to bring anything reasonable forward. Everything is forecasts and assumptions right now, but what we do know is there's going to be an impact. We are projecting a deficit at this time. And that would take us into much hard work to build up a reserve fund. So we're being very cautious, at the same time realistic about the impact at the local level.
So not to be too pessimistic, because heavens knows we don't need that in this day and age, but how do you possibly recover from that loss of revenue to where your regional municipality was not doing great to begin with, right?
So one of the things, I remember my colleague, Basil Stewart over in Summerside, he said, you know, when you're used to struggling, you get good at it. So one of the things we've been is dealing with some hard times and working within and managing within our means. And so part of what we're doing is when we came in 2012 as administration, we had zero reserve funds. We're over $7 million right now. So we do have some rainy day money that we've been able to build up what we call our financial condition index. Quite proud of trying to rebuild our fiscal capacity, reducing our debt now by over 30%. So those measures that were difficult to do, not doing capital work, has helped us to get through a time like this is unprecedented and unforeseen. We were factoring in impacts of weather events more so than a pandemic. But this is a new reality we'll have to factor. But for us, it's going to have an impact. but we are mindful that we are a creature of the province. We can't take on debt like the provincial and federal governments can, and that's why the loan program is a temporary measure, or a short-term measure to try and help us help businesses and individuals get through. But we have other things now we're going to look at, Dave, with council. I'm reaching out to the MLAs and MPs about all the community organizations that are struggling to get by. What are we going to do to help them that have no money for operating costs? I think of organizations like the Bereaved Families of Cape Breton that their fundraising ability is gone right now. And so they normally have $12,000, and I've reached out to the province to say, what time of greater need is there for the Bereaved Families of Cape Breton than now, when we just have dozens and dozens? We watch the obits come in, and families are trying to cope with what does all this mean. So we can't go without responding to that as well. And so we're bringing forward some recommendations for council consideration and provincial and federal governments, organizations has paying the power bills and stuff like that. General day-to-day things that good volunteers normally work within their communities that don't have the capacity. That'll be our focus as next steps in recovery, is having our community recover and not just the municipal balance sheet.
In some cases, though, it really is devastating, because in some cases you've had whole sectors, tourism, accommodation, restaurants and that have gone 100% total revenue gone.
Yeah, and so what we take into account is the recovery of hotels, bars, people operating a hair salon. They're going to need their capital, their cash. It's all about cash flow. They're going to need cash flow just to get recovery, to right. get day-to-day operational things done. And that's why the loan program recognizes we're going to have to be able to carry that payable over up to a three-year period to help them through this, so that they can focus on keeping the lights on, literally, and then catching up with things like taxation. And one of the things we're trying to grapple with in the CBRM is just our commercial tax rate being the highest. We've had a task force trying to say, how do we reset that? So that punitive tax rate isn't helpful at this time either, yet we don't have additional financial assistance. So every best effort's being done. This is, to your point, it's not about being doom and gloom. It's about eyes wide open to the realities before us. We've dealt with the pandemic, I think, as a community in a phenomenal way. We should all be proud of ourselves and also take stock of the fact that we weren't saved from loss of life and impact in our community. So we have a lot to do to get ready if there is a second wave or a repeat of this come the fall, as they're projecting. So we need to take those lessons learned, be positive about it, while we try to recover the economic efforts in our region as well.
Are you hopeful that you'll see some relaxed restrictions from the provincial government and in terms of what we can and cannot do? Because, again, another point down the line, these are events that are being canceled. You had a big concert canceled that in October for Center 200. Those events won't come around until next year. But in the meantime, are you hopeful that some relaxation of the restrictions will come soon?
I'm very hopeful. I'm looking at, if you follow the stats for our region, if you look at the flattening of the curve for Nova Scotia, regrettably, Northwood, seniors care facility is just being devastated right now. But it is, as they say, the epicenter of that, where the virus seems to be mostly contained to one particular building complex. But for us, Nova Scotians are coming through it. We have the largest municipality and an international center is Halifax, so those numbers would speak to that connectivity globally. But for us in our region, I'm very hopeful. We've seen the opening up and letting recreational fishing and getting access to parks again, while people are looking to get back to a beach and like a boardwalk. And you can't go to the beach in Dominion, but the boardwalk is also restricted. Can we do some other things to just allow people some more connectivity as we look to the weekend with Mother's Day? For those of us blessed to have our parents with us, to be able to see your mom, I'd look forward to that as well, because we can't even get together in small numbers. So over the coming weeks, I think we're going to be looking at who can gather, where they can gather, and under what conditions. But in a public setting, being mindful that social distancing and hygiene that has been repeated over and over is going to be the new norm going forward.
Mayor Clark, we'll talk again soon. Thanks again for taking the time to join us this morning.
And thanks to you and the coast, as always. They appreciate it.
All right. Mayor Cecil Clark is the mayor of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality.